something is sudden, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Dever, QT6, Ella Mason Blanchet. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah.
Invest your life in God.
The Bible says, he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it. But he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Invest your life in God. Tell somebody close to you, invest your life in God. Say to the other one on the other side, invest your life in God. Okay, tell someone behind you or in front of you, invest your life in God. Okay, call your own name and tell yourself, invest your life in God. As I tell yourself now, invest your life in God. No, call your name. Chris, Bumi, Femi, invest your life in God. Invest your life in God. That's the only way. That is the only way. It is the only way. You are here. Visit the hospital. You will know what I mean. You will see men and women who have children, grown-up children, with their urine on the same bed where they are. They can't get up. They can't move. They're just there. Everything they want to do, the bathroom is on the bed. The toilet is on the bed. The dining table is on the bed. They do everything on the bed. A man reduced to nothing by some evil power there with you. Hallelujah. If you invest your life in God, you will fear no evil. He says, therefore shall no evil befall you. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. He says, with thine eyes shalt thou see and behold the reward of the wicked. About you, he says, because you have set your love upon me, therefore shall I deliver you and honor you and show you my salvation. He says, I will lift you on high. Now, that's the reason some people don't understand us. There is only one journey we can make. Some of us are walking in that presence of God. We walk in it. We have only one journey. It is upward and forward only. Finish. I have no other direction. I only move upward and forward in my life. I don't go this way or that way. One way. Jesus. That's it. It is not called ups and downs. Ups only. No, some people don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. No, they don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. But they will. Jacob, I want you to understand this. Understand this. Don't go for things. Go for the grace. The grace of God. Yes. On the one hand, is defined as unmerited favor, which means that you didn't do anything to qualify for it. But again, it is something that has to do with the presence of God. It is a special something that you cannot see and describe, but you see what it does. When you're surrounded by that, when that thing is in your life and working, the Bible says it makes you that it shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You cannot be barren or unfruitful. Everything you put your hands upon to do turns into success. Sometimes people don't understand it. It is called a blessing. You have been empowered. See, empowered to prosper. empowered. You just keep going. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You just keep going because you know how to get in that flow and you are refreshed in Him. Somebody asked me, how do you rest? I said, prayer is resting. Yes, it is. Prayer is resting. When I calm my mind, I said, dear Holy Spirit, calm my spirit. Calm my mind. Calm my mind. I don't know any other way to rest because I cannot rest like that. Your mind will be wandering, thinking about this and that and that and that. But I said, dear Holy Spirit, calm my mind. Calm my spirit. Then I'm in the visions of God. When I get up, there's something. I have seen something. So you're living in two worlds. There is a world down here, but there is a world above that is more real. More real. You're going to do something today. You're going to do something today. I'm going to tell you what to do. And I'll share this quickly with you from this book. How many of you have gotten this book already? When God Visits You. Have you gotten this book already? You don't have it yet? Make sure you get your copy. But I'm going to share something with you here. It started When God Visits You. See, brothers and sisters, there is a relationship that we should have with the Holy Spirit. Every child of God is called into that relationship. The Bible says that He has called us into fellowship with His Son Jesus. And then it tells us the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship, the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. The communion, the partnership. Do you understand? It's a fellowship of the Holy Ghost. A communication with the Holy Ghost. He left that communication with us. He left that fellowship with us. There's something we're supposed to do. Jesus is not here in His physical body. The Father is not here. The Holy Ghost is the one that is here. And He has said, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. He has left that fellowship with us. Every one of us. How can you be so quiet? How can you be so unmoved? How can you be so dry in your life? What is your prayer life like? Does God talk to you? Does God minister to you? Psalm 63. Quickly. Quickly. Psalm 63. Say, brother so-and-so was traveling to such and such a place. He had an accident. He died. You think that is correct? You think it is good? Sister so-and-so was traveling to see her parents. She died on the road. Let me tell you something. There's no accident to the child of God. It's not supposed to be. See, the bus burnt. 25 people were killed. Brother so-and-so was among them. It's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be. God says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. What knowledge? Science and technology? No. The knowledge of the Spirit. Don't you understand our lineage? Don't you know where we have come from? We do not perish. Don't you understand where we have come from? Things happen to us because we take everything. We do not know how to say no to the devil. Always dreaming of the wrong things. You sleep and you dream of a coffin. Who was inside? You. You saw yourself being buried. If you ever dream of a coffin and you are the one inside, when you wake up, say prayer. You don't need to say, you don't need to pray, oh God, what did I do? Say, devil, you are in the coffin. You don't get trouble. Just get up and say, devil, you are in the coffin. And go your way. Because when it is time for you to go, you and the Holy Spirit will discuss. That is how it is supposed to be. Discuss.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, A Time of Change. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovel360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234-812-344-5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us in social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close.
The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Diver, QT6, Ella Mason Blanche. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-00-7219 or send an email to radio transmissions
at level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah.
For you to be sent for emergency meeting in heaven, for God to call you for emergency meeting in heaven, not to come back at all, something is amiss. It's not good like that. Emergency meeting, suddenly, come! It's not good like that. Look at Jacob. He called his children. He said, I'm going. There is a way for the kingdom. Are you hearing me? Listen, until we share the word and let God's people know these things, they will be ignorant. And the things that happen to the rest of the world will keep happening to them. There is a difference. God said, I want to show a difference between the Hebrews and the Egyptians. Between those who serve God and those who do not serve Him. I heard that during the war, I believe some of those stories, I was a kid then, but I'm still sure that they must have been true. They said that there were some people during the war, the civil war in Nigeria, some people who had done some juju power, that as they shot at them several times, nothing happened. They didn't die. Someone who was born again to even see the God. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. When it is time to go, you will know. But hear this. Psalm 63, I'm reading from verse 1. Why was David so madly used of God? And what should you do? Look at this. Listen to me. Listen. God is a spirit. But God has emotions. The Bible tells us God can weep. The Bible tells us God can laugh. God loves. All of these are emotions. God can be angry. That's an emotion. He can be glad according to the scriptures. Listen. Your mind is the door to your spirit. If your mind is blocked, your spirit is inaccessible. Did you hear what I said? If your mind is blocked, your spirit is inaccessible. Sometime in 1990, I was sharing on what I call try tears. You've tried everything. I said try tears. As long as you're very strong and bold for God, He will only laugh in your face until you are broken. When you are broken, that's when you begin. That's when the inner life in you will be revealed. That's when it will come out. That hard man never knows God. Oh, worship the King. And he's looking around. Oh, glorious Abba. With his dry face, you're not worshiping. I'm telling you, it is not softness. It is spiritual. It is learning to open yourself to the Spirit. Look at that woman who went after Jesus. Master, help me. My daughter is tormented of a devil. Help me. Jesus said nothing to her. Help me, my daughter, help me, my daughter is dying, my daughter. Jesus just kept mute. He was going. Till he got to the house, this woman followed. The disciples said, Master, let us send her away, she's embarrassing us. Jesus said, let her be talking. Master, Jesus said, nothing. Until she broke down. The Bible says, she fell down to worship him. When she did, Jesus spoke to her, and that was how she got her miracle. Oh, I receive. I want. Do this, do that. Give me. We're looking at you. What many people don't understand is, before we come out bold to proclaim, we have first been broken to the point that in silence, you get to the point you can't say anything to God anymore. You're just there. You can't talk. What will you tell someone that knows everything? Answer me. Those of you that know how to pray. You talk till your mouth is tired, your jaw is aching. What do you want to tell someone who knows everything? Until you are broken, your prayer life will change. There's an experience I had some years ago, after praying and fasting. I don't know, but the way I walk today, when I'm walking, started at a certain time. I don't even know how it is, but I walked so long like that. But it started, I knew exactly what happened. I walked differently. But after praying and fasting and being caught up with the Holy Ghost, something happened to me when I came out of that room. There had been such glory just for me, with the Holy Spirit every day, ministering to the Spirit, listening to Him, talking to me, showing me visions, talking to me, showing me things for the future and so on and so forth. Many years ago, that's I believe 1981. And by the time I was through and came out of that room, I knew I was a different person. I knew. As I walked out, I thought, what's happened to me? Why am I walking like this? There was a presence. A presence. That presence is what you need in your life. Did you hear me? Tell somebody, that presence is what you need in your life. Yes. Yes. Let's read what we want to read in Psalm 63. Are you all ready? You have a Bible? You have a Bible? If you have a Bible, lift it. Let me see. Yeah. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? If you don't have a Bible, I feel sorry for you. From verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. Look at this man. He's a king. He's unlike Saul, the king. This is David. Why did God use David so much? Look at it. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I'm hungry for you. I'm thirsty for you. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. It's talking about spiritual dryness. But I'm hungry for you. To see thy power and thy glory. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. He's saying, I've seen the glory of God in the sanctuary, but I want to see the glory of God in my life. Hallelujah. I want to see the glory of God in my life. You know, it's like reading the Bible and seeing the glorious things that God has done and saying, dear Lord, I want to see the revelation of God in my own life. I see how you walked with Paul and Peter and John. I see how you walked with men of the Old Testament, Samuel, David, Elijah, Elisha. But dear God, they're all gone to heaven. I'm the one here now. And the Bible says that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to walk with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Look at verse 6. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. He says, my soul follows hard after you. In other words, I'm pressing in after you. Pressing in. Tell somebody, press in. Tell three people, press in, press in, press in. Come on. Three. Anybody who's not talking has been sleeping. Tell that person to press in. No, somebody has not said anything to anybody. If someone is saying press in, press in. Tell him press in and then you might soon have to press him. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, my soul followeth hard after thee. I'm pressing in. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you're hungry to see the glory of God in your life, you will see it. If you're hungry to be filled with His presence, you will have it. Hungry to know the Holy Ghost. Not just to have heard of Him, to hear of Him, to read of Him is a great blessing, but it's far below the experience of Him.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead. And He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-007219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Nkong Saba, Asian Joy Diver, QT6, Ella Mason Blanche. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., Fridays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 652-007219 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.